This is a Detroit Evening Report for Friday, April 22, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. Mourners are gathering at the funeral for Patrick Lioya, a black man who was fatally shot in the back of the head by a white police officer after a traffic stop in Grand Rapids. Civil rights leader the Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy at the family's request. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump also spoke at the Renaissance Church of God in Christ in Grand Rapids. An unarmed Lioya was face down on the ground when he was shot. Michigan State Police are investigating the fatal shooting. Wayne State and Global Detroit are partnering to aid immigrant and international entrepreneurs. The project, known as Global Entrepreneur in Residence, will give participants a chance to teach and mentor at the university. Today at Wayne reports the position is housed out of the university's Office of Business Innovation and Technology Commercialization and Tech Town. The entrepreneurs become eligible for H-1B visas, allowing them to launch their businesses across Metro Detroit. The Hamtramck City Council unanimously approved facilitating Arabic language ballots for voters. The Yemeni American News reports City Manager Kathy Angerer says the ballots may not be ready in time for the August elections. The city is working with Wayne County to figure out the process and costs. Angerer says, meanwhile, sample ballots and other election materials will be provided. The measure comes after Dearborn City Council voted to provide Arabic language ballots. While language is not tracked on the census, the Voting Rights Act, Section 203, mandates that municipalities provide election materials in another language when more than 5% of a population speaks that language and is not English proficient. Hamtramck currently provides ballots in Bangla. The city of Dearborn is resuming its homecoming festival in August. The festival has been on a two-year hiatus due to COVID. It will be held at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. The Dearborn Press and Guide reports about $100,000 is needed in sponsorships for the festivities, including a carnival, musical performances, and fireworks. The City of Detroit's Office of Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship, or Detroit ACE, is partnering with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to host a free family night performance on April 30th at the Greater Grace Temple. The initiative is an effort to engage children in Detroit with instruments and music education. The children's workshops will be followed by an orchestra concert by African American composers and artists. The performance will include hits by Michael Jackson and Aretha Franklin. The neighborhood concerts are part of an effort to provide 100 listening sessions in partnership with organizations and residents, sponsored by the $350,000 in grants from General Motors over the next 2 years. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.